So are you confident this is a service that will still be good enough for Sheffield?
Sheffield's always had a first-class public library service. It's one of the key core city services in the country and has had a reputation second to none. We, in these proposals, are trying to make certain that this library service is future-proofed for the coming years, and we want to maintain the high standards that we've already provided in the city.
Does it satisfy the Museums and Libraries Act that says you've got to have an adequate service? Are you getting to the bare bones of things here now?
Yeah, it's the 64 Libraries and Museums Act, and we need to ensure that we provide a comprehensive and efficient service. We will be doing everything possible to ensure that those standards are upheld. We're working closely with colleagues regionally to ensure that, and an awful lot of our efforts have gone in to make sure that that standard is preserved.
In terms of supporting the libraries that are helped run by volunteers for 2 years, is 2 years enough for people to learn the ropes, I suppose?
Yeah, we've already had an awful lot of interest from volunteers when we did the initial consultation. We expect that to be more forthcoming in the latest round of consultation. We will make sure that our staff, both in the community libraries and from Central, work closely with these organisations and their colleagues coming forward and helping us to volunteer. We will have a range of volunteering options for them, but they will work certainly in the main hub libraries. They will be working alongside our colleagues, but more independently, obviously, in the community libraries and hub and spoke libraries.
75 jobs will go. That's a lot of expertise, especially when you're hoping to help people to run libraries. You're losing quite a lot of experienced people.
At the moment, these are only proposals for the future, but obviously we have done work around meeting that time when it comes. We will be losing staff across a range of services at different levels, and inevitably we will be losing a lot of experience. That has happened to us as a department before, but we are constantly working with staff to train them and bring them to speed. And we will need to do that into the future as well.
I know you say that no decisions have been made, but it's inevitable that some libraries will close in Sheffield though, isn't it?
If we don't get people coming forward to help us run our libraries, then that will be an inevitability. We are confident that the City of Sheffield, people of the City of Sheffield, will respond, and we look forward to working with these people.